Sechtes Menachas, Daf Lamed Zayin, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues to discuss the proper placement of the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Reish, and Tanu Devei Menasha. We learned in the Brice in the Yeshiva Menasha that the Pasuk and Pashas Boy states, V'hoi L'chol O'Yisal Yodcha, U'lizikar and Bein Necha. We learn out, Al Yodcha Zuki Boyes, Bein Necha Zukod Koid. So when the Torah states that you should place your Tefillin Shel Yad, Al Yodcha, that refers to the top of one's arm, and refers to the bicep muscle, which is between a person's elbow and his shoulder, which is the highest point of a person's arm, which is brought down from Rashi. This is the thickest part of a person's arm. This is a shaila as to the exact placement of the tefillin shel yad, if it should be on the upper half of a person's muscle, or on the lower half of a person's bicep. And the Braisa also teaches us that the tefillin shel reish should not be placed between a person's eyes, an area that's on his forehead, or between his eyebrows, and instead it should be placed on a person's skull. And the proper placement of the tefillin shel reish begins at the beginning of a person's hairline, and it ends at the place where the skull of an infant is soft. As the Gemara now asks, "B'negei the Tefillin Shel Reish, that when we state the Zukat Kaid, what does that refer to?" And Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, and they explain the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, "Makom Shemeich Shatinik Reifes, this is the spot where an infant's skull is soft." And as Rashi states, "Reifes Rach Shukatim Ben Shana," and Ayin Taisis, "Makom Shemeich Shatinik Reifes, Hu Adin Asamach Metzach Kedemuchel Gaman, Makom Roy L'Tamim B'negei Echad." And as we will see at Amri Beis, "Aminim Be'irvin Makom." The area from front to back is large enough to fit two tefillin. The Gemara now continues, that Playmoy asked the following shayla from Rabbi, that if someone has two heads, and for example, Siamese twins, then on which head would he place his tefillin? Would he place the tefillin shel reish on his right or left head? Amalei, and Rabbi responded to Playmoy, Oy kum galei, oy kabel lach shamta, that either you have to go to Golis, or you should accept on yourself to be in Chirim. As Rashi explains, that Chuchi Chaychis be the Dovah She'inoi Sha'alta, as you asked a question that's impossible to ever occur. Let's keep in mind that even though the Gemara will now bring an actual story where a child was born with two heads, however, the Gemara will say that such a child cannot live for a long period of time, and therefore, certainly, we would never have a Shaila B'negei Tefillin, which only will happen in the 13th year of a child's life. As the Gemara continues, that Hachi Asahu Gavra, that while they were talking, there was a person that came in to ask another Shaila, and Amalei, and he asked Rebbe, that I had a child that has two heads, and since he's a Bechor, so how many Slayim do I have to give to the Kayin? Do I have to give the Kayin 5 Slayim? Would I have to give the Kayin 10 Slayim, 5 for each of the heads? Gemara tells us, Asahu Saba, that it was an older person that came in, and he told them that we learned in the Braisa that one has to give the Kayin 10 Slayim. And as we know, when the Gemara states, Asahu Saba, so Taisim Masech Leskul, and that Vav teaches us that many times that refers to Eliyahu Hanavi, Ayin Sham, Ayin Rashi, Divu Maschal, Esesloim, the Chab Bechorhu, as he's considered one Bechor, the Isle Trey Reshi, Vachashiv Katrain, but he has two heads, and therefore he's considered like two. Rashi points out, the Afa Gabdi Yaledis to Umim, Leyah Vela Hislaim, Kedamin and Perk Yish Bechor and Achra, that the Gemara Mesechtes Bechoris teach us that if someone gives birth to twins, then they only have to pay 5 Slayim and not 10 Slayim, so why would there be a difference over here, and why would you have to pay more than 5 Slayim? And Rashi explains, that over there, since he's the Yevshul Tzamtzeim, that both were born at the same time, and one of them certainly had to be born first, therefore all you have to pay is 5 Slayim. However, over here, where they came out at the same time, and it's Yevshul Tzamtzeim as the part of one body, so as we will see in a moment, since B'negei Machzah Shekel, the din of pidyon is based on heads, and since they are two heads, so there's a chiyuv to give 10 Slayim to the Kayin. Before we continue, let us point out that certainly we know, based on the Psukim in Pashas Kerech, that speak about Bechor Adam and Bechor Behima, the only time the Chiyuv opinion is only with Ben Chodesh, and as the Pasuk states, Upuduyam in Ben Chodesh Tifta. Therefore, Agamar will ask that Lechira, since this child cannot live more than 30 days, how could it be that one will be Chayiv to do Pinyah Ben at all? And as the Gemara continues, Eni, that how could you tell me that one will be Chayiv to do Pinyah Ben at all? Vatani Roim Bachoma, Roim Bachoma toward the Braisa, that the Braisa teaches us that since the Pasuk in Pashas Kerech tells us, "Kol petar rechem chol basa sheikriv laHashem ba'adam v'behim yilach ach padi tiftes bechor adam es bechor behim atmei tifta mitech shenema padi tiftes bechor adam." And since the Torah uses a double lashon of padi tifta, so me'ani afilu nitra petech lamid. So one would have thought that even if there was a child that was killed within the first 30 days, possibly the father would still be chayiv to give 5 slayim to the kohen, as ultimately this child would have lived past 30 days if not for the fact that he was killed. As Rashi explains at the bottom. Lamed, Shemania, feeling nitraf, Nera, Betechlam, Yem, Nami Chayev, the Afagad, the Sivu, Purdue, and Bet Chodesh Tifta, Afilo Hoche, Hoche, Klamema, Imle Nerik, Havi Chai Lamed, Obechor Malihu. However, the Brisa continues, and we continue on Daf Lam and Zayin Abbeys, Talmud Lema, Acholok, and therefore the Pasuk states, Ach Podi Sifta. And as we know, we have a klal that call Achim Vurakin on Mutin, therefore the Torah is teaching us that even in this case, where there's a possibility that this child would have lived for 30 days, that the din opinion would not apply, since Lamaisi died within 30 days. And therefore, as Rashi explains at the top of the Amid, so the Gemara is bothered, Vahainami, Kinitraf Dami, Shoei Lo Yichya, and therefore, in the case where you had a child that was born with two heads, so he's also considered like he was Nitraf Patek Lamid, Lamaisi, such a child cannot live for more than 30 days. However, the Gemara answers, Shani Hachod, Bilgul Goylus Tal Rachmana, Dabinagi Opinion Aben, so the Torah states in Pashas Bamidbar, when it's discussing the actual transfer of the Kedusha of the Bechorim to Levim, so the Pasuk states, and the Pasuk states, V'lokachta chamishes chamishes shkolim lagol gugles b'shekel ha-kodesh tikach esum gira ha-shokel. Lamaisa, since this child has two heads, therefore Yechayev to give 10 sloim to the Kayin, and as Rashi states, V'hayisle trei, and v'im shum acholok, and if you're going to tell me that Lamaisa we have a mir that states, ach, since this child will eventually die within 30 days, so the dinner pidya ben should not apply to this child, however Zok Rashi, hashtu mir miss, at this point he still did not die, and Rashi seems to learn that b'negei a child is born with two heads, since it was called lechadoshav, it was born after a full term of pregnancy, then the din opinion would actually apply within 30 days. Ayin Ritva, Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin Amalav, who states, Midivu Rashi Shekosav Parakam de Babakama, V'chein Gav B'chosh Shenitru B'tech Lamed Yoyim, referring to our sugya, Rosh Hashanah, the Chol Hecha, the Kimlon B'gavei, Shekol Lechadoshav, Roy Luf Teisei, Tech Lamed, as we just explained. Mother see the Teisei at the bottom of Dav Lam Zayin Amalav, as Teisei states, Shemei Ni, Afilu Nitru B'tech Lamed Yoyim, Rashi explains that the Losh Nitraf refers to a child that was killed. Taisus bothered because Rabbi Tam, the Masisin Havle Lakshuya, the Tam of Bukhuris, as we have in the first Mishnah, Mesephus Bukhuris, that states, Misa Ben Matech Lam Yoim, Ha Apotem Mechomishloim, and Taisus who states that we could be Machali between a child that dies or a child that is killed within 30 days. However, Taisus continues in the Havlav and Zayin obeys, the Koshla Pushai, the Pasak has Xer Sakasov, Pudum Ben Chodesh, Veloy Lav Kri, Materius Nefel, Alafil Kimle Begavesh, Kali Chadoshov, Taisus brings all the Rayas that the din opinion only begins after 30 days. The pidyon haben cannot be done prior to 30 days. Therefore, Taisus explains in Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam, the nitraf hainu dinasa trefa, that when the Gemara speaks about a child that was nitraf, it doesn't mean that he actually died and he was killed. It actually means that he became a trefa, and afal pi shechayu yosim ulam yoyim, and even if he ultimately lives more than 30 days. And similarly, in the case of a child that's born with two heads, he's considered trefa as well. Even if in Matthias he will live more than 30 days, he's still considered trefa. The chol yasa cannot do dummy. That's why our Gemara compares the case of someone that was born with two heads to a trefa. And the Shita Mikubetzas in Baba Kama on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, where he brings down Rabbeinu Yishai Tiritz, that Rabbeinu Yishai explains according to Rashi that Ve'in L'Tmeya may knock at Lashon Nitraf, that according to Rashi, why does the Gemara use Lashon Trefa if L'Chair were talking about a child that was killed? He explains the Shema Stam Vlad Shenereg Al Yidei Chayahu, that generally when a child is killed, it's generally by a wild animal. V'knock at Lashon Amikru D'Chsev Tarif Tarif Yasev. That's why the Brice uses Lashon Shemayani Afilu Nitra Patech Lamid, and it's referring to a child being killed and being ripped apart by a chaya. In Teza Dibu Maschol Ekum Galei, Rebbe was upset as Lamais it's impossible to have such a bria, and as Teza states, but in my Zeleka, Aliyesh Bemedrish, Dashmedoi Hoytzi Mitachas Kaka, Adam Echel Shish Lishni Rosh Mufli Shlom Amelach, this child actually lived for a while, and Vinasa Ishan even got married to a woman, Vahila Bunim, and he even had children. He had children Kiyetsu Babishni Roshim, Ukhiyetsu Beishta Bure Shechad, Ukhshibo Lachl Benachsevim, Ishiyesh Lishni Roshim, Shol Shne Chalokim, Ubo Ludum Flay Shlema, the Shita adds on to the Tesvis, Ubo Shlema Bechach Masai, Rsiach Mayim, and he boiled up water, the Chisachim and Arishim, and he covered up one of the heads, Shavach Arishim Arisha Sheni, and then Shlema Mel poured the hot water on the other head, and Machmetzah Arishim Tzark Bishne Arishim, and both of the heads started screaming. Therefore, Amma Shlema Shma Mino, the Tolda Achas of Shne Arishim, may need an Elke Shechad. Based on this Tesvis, it's Mashma that Agamur did not have a Shagla Benegea regular case of Siamese twins, and we're talking about a case one body had two heads, and that is something that's not nimsa by Lamazah. The Gemara now continues on the Ma that we previously learned in the Braisa, that since the Pasuk states, so we learn now Zuku Bairis, and the Gemara asks me, Nolan, how do we actually notice from the words Al Yadcha? And the Gemara explains that Tanar Abanan, as we learned in the Braisa, that when the Pasuk states Al Yadcha, Zugoy Vishabiyad, this refers to the highest point of a person's arm, and the Braisa continues, Ata Ime, Zugoy Vishabiyad, Oye Eno Al Yadcha Mamish, that how do we know that the term means means the highest point of his arm, but maybe the Torah is teaching us they have to place a tefillin shel yad on your palm. The Braisa now continues and brings three explanations. As number one, Amar Torah hanach tefillin biyad v'hanach tefillin b'rosh, that just like the Torah stated that one should place the tefillin on their arm, and the Torah also states that one should place the tefillin on the head, and malalom begoyv shebrosh afkam begoyv shebiyad. And since a bit later we will see that one has to place the tefillin shel b'rosh on the scalp, which is at the top of a person's head, so similarly the tefillin shel yad has to go at the top of the arm and not on the palm. And the Braisa continues with a second explanation. As Rabbi Elazar ime in tzarech, Rabbi Elazar states we don't need this hekesh between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish. As a real ime v'hilcha la'ois, is when the pasuk describes the tefillin shel yad, it tells us that it should be for you as a sign l'cha la'ois v'le'lachem la'ois, and tefillin shel yad should be a sign for you and not for others. And certainly if one places the tefillin shel yad on the palm of their hand, then everyone will be able to see the tefillin shel yad. Therefore it must be that when the Torah states al yadcha, that's referring to the top of a person's arm, as Rashi states v'lo la'chirim oish la'yura chutza v'ibekav mischazil kuli alma. Finally the Braisa brings a third explanation. As Rabbi Yitzchak states we don't need the Tanakama or Rabbi Leza's explanation, as a real ima v'samtim as dvar ilal avavchem, that in Pashas Ekev in Pasha v'hoyim shemaya, so the pasuk first states that you should place these words by your heart. The same pasuk continues ukshatam isal lo'isal yadchem v'hilu teitofes b'ini nechem. Therefore we learn sh'teisima k'neged alev, and when tying your tefillin onto your arm, it should be next to your heart. The person's bicep muscle is right next to the heart. And Ayin Deshitu points out that according to Rabbi Elazar, that I learned from the words l'chol ois v'lo lachim ois, so he's still bothered that how do we know that one has to place the tefillin at the top of the arm, as maybe it's actually at the bottom of the arm, just not on the palm of the hand, as even the bottom of the arm is generally covered. And therefore he explains that even Rabbi Elazar requires a drasha Rabbi Yitzchak, elad Rabbi Yitzchak samech ta'omesh teisima k'neged alev. Therefore he knows that it's at the top portion of a person's arm. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Acha, Breed, Rabbi Avyam, Mechavad, and Manach, Leil, Hadi, Libei, that since they learned the Makar based on Rabbi Yitzchak, so therefore they were Mechavin, and they wanted to make sure that the tefillin were right next to the heart, and some explain that they turned that tefillin shel yad towards the heart. Nowadays, that is also our minig, and we turn our tefillin shel yad a little bit towards our heart. The Gemara now continues that we just see there's a concept of Vahil Chalois, the Chalois, Lilachim Lois, and the Gemara brings a story, Rabbi Asher, Rabbi Yosef, Kameda, Mema, Rabbi Asher was sitting by a Mema, and have a tziria b'yodei v'kam eschazin tefillin. Mema had a wound on his arm, and therefore he didn't want to cover his arm with his beged, as that would rub against his wound and would irritate his wound. And therefore Rashi was able to see the tefillin shel yad of a Mema, and amalei leisav l'mal l'chol isla l'chem lois. And therefore Rashi asked a Mema that why is your tefillin shel yad not covered? Do you not hold of the drasha of the l'chol isla l'chem lois? And amalei and a Mema responded to Rashi b'mekayim l'chol isitmar. Although certainly mitzvah mufch is to cover up your tefillin shel yad, however, that's not ma'akev. The Braisa is just teaching us that the tefillin shel yad should be in a place which is generally covered. And as Rashi states, "Havitziria biyodei ma'kohisle itzalikah beris v'nikra chaluka sham kadeshle titcha kamaka." And therefore, he ripped his clothing in order to make sure that it didn't rub against the maka. For he nuray not tefillin derech akriya. Now, Meim explained, "B'makom l'chol oisit ma makom shurei bnei adam inir lachem dahein kubayris ulaylum nikra shari ayin sham." Our Gemara now continues that the Braisa stated that the tefillin shel roish have to be begoyv shebroish, and the Gemara is goyv shebroish minolon, and the Gemara explains the Tanur Rabbanon that the pasuk states bein necha zu goyv shebroish ataim zu goyv shebroish in eden al bein necha mamish. That how do we know that this refers to the top of his scalp, as maybe it means between his eyebrows one would place that tefillin shel roish on their forehead? This Braisa brings down two explanations. As number one, nemakam bein necha v'nemar alon leisasimu karcha bein necha lameis, that benegated tefillin shel roish the pasuk states bein necha. And in Pashas Re'i, the pasuk states, "Bana matam l'Hashem l'kechem leisis goydu v'leisis simu karcha bein nechem l'meis." If we learn out malalom the devish shabroish makom shoyse karcha, that certainly when the Torah states leisis simu karcha bein nechem l'meis, it's referring to someone that's pulling out his hair and causing himself bald spots, and that is only on a person's scalp. Therefore, afkam b'devish shabroish makom shoyse karcha. And similarly, by tefillin, would the Torah use l'ashem bein necha, then also refers to a person's scalp where a person can make a bald spot in the front part of a person's tefillin shel roish and not be placed more forward than a person's hairline. Before we continue, let us point out that b'negiyah the din of tzaras, we know there are different types of tzaras, and there's one type of tzaras that comes on a person's skin, and that is when a person sees a sa'ar lavan and has a white hair. And there's another type of tzaras which comes in an area where a person has a beard or a person has a lot of hair, and that's where there's a tzatzov and there's yellow hair. As we will see in the Gemara, that in the area of a person's eyebrow eyebrows, one could have both tsuras, as one could have the tsuras of the ur, as if he would have a salovan between the area of his eyebrows, then it would be a mitzvah. Similarly, since his eyebrows are the makom kinosar and has a bunch of hair in that area, so therefore, if one would have a tzatzov and one would actually have a yellow hair by his eyebrows, then potentially he could also become a mitzvah. Based on this hakdama, our Gemara will now continue and bring the second explanation as to how we know the exact place that one has to place their tefillin shel reish, as Rabbi Yehuda Iman Itzarech, and Rabbi Yehuda explains that we don't need the previous drasha, as Amar Torah Hanach Tefillin B'Yad, Hanach Tefillin B'Reish, as since the Torah teaches us, one has to put on tefillin shel yad as well as tefillin shel reish, so Mal Alam B'Mokom Reilu Tami B'Neged Echad, Afkam B'Mokom Reilu Tami B'Neged Echad, since we know that the tefillin shel yad has to be placed on a person's arm, and in that area, one could only have one type of tzuras, as one could only get tzuras, that's a sal lovan, as that's an area where a person has regular skin, and the same applies to the tefillin shel reish, that the tefillin shel reish has to be placed in an area where it's only possible to have one type of nega, and that's on a person's scalp. It's on a person's scalp or a person's beard area, there's only a possibility of having one nega, that is where there will be an appearance of a yellow hair. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, La fuke bein necha, de ikka basa v'seir, de ikka seir lovan, de ikka nami seir tzov. Therefore, when the Torah states that one should place the tefillin shel reish bein necha, it can't mean that one should place the tefillin on their forehead and between their eyebrows, and in that area, it's possible to have two different types of negoyim, as it's possible to have nigei basa, and it's also possible to come tamei through a tzar tzov, as if there would be a tzar tzov by a person's eyebrows, then they could also become mitzera. And therefore, we see that the proper placement of tefillin shel reish is on a person's scalp, not between their eyes. And keep in mind that Rabbi Yehuda's drasha has nothing to do with where the tefillin shel yad actually is, as it wouldn't make a difference if the tefillin shel yad actually is placed in a person's palm, or if the tefillin shel yad is placed on a person's arm, as both of those areas are makom roil l'tamim b'nega echad. Therefore, b'negiyah the actual limud as to where to place the tefillin shel yad, Yehuda could understand that based on any of the three tanaim that we previously had, and even according to the Tanakhama, and I intend to do a maschal mal alom b'makom roil l'tamim b'nega echad. Taisus is bothered. How do we know that one should not place the tefillin shel reish on their forehead? And as Taisus is from Taimar, imal alom b'makom basa afkam b'makom basa kugun pedachtoi ayin shom. The Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah of Chav Chesem L'Alev, and the Mishnah taught us abot tzitzis ma'akvei zuazu shabasa mitzvah achas, and Rabbi Shmuel oimer abasan abo mitzvahs. The Tanakhama taught us that all four tzitzis on a person's beged would be ma'akve each other, as all four are considered one mitzvah. However, Rabbi Shmuel argued in the Tanakhama, and he held that all four are considered four separate mitzvahs. Our Gemara begins may benayu that what would be a nafkamina between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel, and certainly it would be a very pushy nafkamina, as if one would only have enough string make three tzitzis, then according to Rabbi Shmuel, certainly one should do so, and according to Tanakhama, then he's not actually performing any mitzvah, there's no point of placing those on a beged. However, that was certainly pushed to the Gemara, and our Gemara will bring three nafkaminas, as number one, Amar Abyesiv, Sadim Mitzitzis Ikabinayu, since we know that based on the smichas of the Psukim in Pashuk Yitzesei, Psukim first speak about the Issa of Klayim, as the Pasuk states, L'sachrish B'shav V'chomor Yachtov, and then the Pasuk states, L'sil B'shatnei Samu Pishnim Yachtov, and then the Pasuk teaches us the mitzvah of Tzitzis, as Gedilim Tassaloch, Alaba Kamfis Kususra, Shet Chasubba, we know that the Issa of Klayim doesn't apply to Tzitzis, and if one has a beged of linen, then he can even make Tzitzis out of wool strings. Certainly we know that Tcheles is wool that's dyed with Tcheles, and one could place Tcheles in a beged that's made of linen. However, Zokra Besif, that if one would only have three tzitzis out of four, then according to the Tanakhama, then one would not be yotze the mitzvah, as the mitzvah is only once you have all four tzitzis, and therefore one could not wear a beged of linen together with these tzitzis, as it would be oivan isav klayim. However, if you are bishmol, one would be yotze the mitzvah tzitzis even by using three tzitzis out of four. Therefore, even if it's a beged of linen, he could still wear it, as the isav klayim doesn't apply to tzitzis. And as Rashi states, the Tanakhama da'am in mitzvah sachay saying hilkach yichasas sadin tzitzis echad like a mitzvah v'havlu inach klayim. The Gemara continues with the second afkamina, as Rabbi Hina Omar talis balas chomish ikabenayu, that if one had a talis that had four corners, then one makes a cut on one of the corners, and instead of this beged having four corners, it now has five corners. So according to Tanakhama, all one would need is four tzitzis, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, one would have to put on this talis five tzitzis. And as Rashi states, balas chomish shechotach mikarana achas balachsoin v'havu bo shnei kronim, and the tunnel come on batchiles, and we will learn that Mem Gimel Beis talis balas chomish chayavis betzitzis, that according to one man Omar, a talis that has five corners is chayav betzitzis v'yalpim rabuyi dashet chasubah. So the Tanakhama da mitzvah achas hein sova bodafkel mitzvah achas. Shas, and Lefita Tanakama, when the Torah stated that even if you have a talus of five corners, they have to have tzitzis, it just means they have to have four tzitzis. There is no requirement to have five tzitzis. And as Rashi states, mitzvah tzitzis bedal knafais, Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer Abbas and Abba mitzvahs, ki roi vachmona balas chomish nami, lahatl kulu rabia, the kol chad mitzvah ampe nafsha. Therefore, one would be required to have five tzitzis. Keep in mind that Rashi is not telling us that the only way that one could have a five-corner beged that is chayiv in tzitzis is if it started off as a four-corner beged and then you cut a corner. But Rashi is telling us that even in this case where you cut a corner, one would still be chayiv to have tzitzis, and certainly in a case where one originally made a beged that initially had five corners. And the Gemara continues with the third nafkamina, as Ravina Amad, Rav Huna Ikebenayu, and Ravina explains the following din of Rav Huna would be a nafkamina between the Shita of Tanakama and the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Let us keep in mind that certainly we know when a gay Hilchah Shabbos, one is not oivan to Issa Vaitzah, they walk into a Shir Sarabim wearing clothing, certainly that would be considered batal to a person's body. And similarly, if a person walks out with a beged that has four corners, and even if it doesn't have tzitzis, then one would not be oivan to Issa based on wearing a beged that doesn't have four corners, as the mice is still considered a beged, and therefore it's still batal to a person's body. However, if a person walks out into a Shir Sarabim and he's wearing tzitzis that are pasul, then those tzitzis are not considered batal to the beged, and therefore he'd be oivan to Issa based on the fact that he's carrying those tzitzis into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. And this is the member of Rav Huna, and as our Gemara continues and brings down the member of Rav Huna, as the Rav Huna, Hayetzi B'tal She'ini Mitzuyasis Kilchos B'Shabbos, Chayev Chatos, and Rashi points out that certainly both the Tanakam and Rav Shmuel agree with this point of Rav Huna, and as Rashi states, V'kul Alma Islud Rav Huna, when Ravina stated Rav Huna Ikeb Ben Ayu, Ravina was talking about a case where one had a talis which only had three tzitzis, the fourth corner did not have tzitzis, and the nafkamina would be that according to Rabbi Shmuel, so one has a mitzvah to wear these three tzitzis on Shabbos, and therefore one would not be over to Issa Vaitzah as he's performing the mitzvah of tzitzis with these three tzitzis, and therefore there is no Issa Vaitzah. However, according to the Tanakhama, since by wearing only three tzitzis, one is not being mekayim a mitzvah of tzitzis, so it's as if he's wearing tzitzis to the apostle, and therefore one would be over on the Issa of Shabbos and the Issa Vaitzah. If he did so, b'shogeg, he'd be chayav to bring a korban chatos. And as Rashi states, the havlu tzitzis masoi, as these tzitzis are considered masoi, and they're not considered batal to the beged. And Agamor continues, Amar Shisha Bred Ravidi, Haiman de Batzel Glime Le Ovele Klum, Shavi Talis Balas Chomesh. The Rav Shisha Bred Ravidi teaches us that if one has a beged that was four corners, and he tries to patent himself from the mitzvah of tzitzis by cutting one of the corners, and now he will have five corners, then that will not help him at all. As ultimately, we paskin that a beged that has five corners is still mechuyev in tzitzis. The Gemara now continues and brings down a member of Meshashia, and Rashi will bring down two different pshatim. We will explain our Gemara based on the second pshat of Rashi, which is found in Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph. And as the Gemara continues, Omer Meshashia, Hai Man De Tzair Leglime Le Ovel Le Klum, Mai Taima De Chaman De Shari Yadamia. If one had a four-cornered beged, and then he took one of the corners and he folded it up in a way that he rounded off the corner, even if he knotted the extra material, so it shouldn't come down very easily. However, this beged is still chayiv in tzitzis, since at some point the knot will come apart. Therefore, even at this point, it's considered as if it's undone, and therefore it's still considered a beged of arba kanfais. There's still a requirement to have tzitzis. And the Gemara continues with Tanan Nami, and we learned a similar halacha in Masechtas Kelim, Kol Chamosis Hatzureis Tahereis Chutz Mishal Arvayim, since we know that the only kelim that could be mekabel tumar are only those kelim that have a toich and have a receptacle, and they can't hold items in it. Therefore, if someone takes a leather flask, they tie the bottom, and at this point, nothing could get out of the flask. But the mice, if you untie the flask, then certainly this would not hold anything. Therefore, even at the point that it's tied together, it would still not be mekabel tumah, and it's based on the same svar that we just mentioned as the command to shari dami. However, the Mishnah teaches us that this doesn't apply to an Arab's flask, as that was the normal way that they would tie their flask. And Ayin de Rashi Masechtas Kelim explains that their knots were much better and not as easy to untie. That's why their flasks would be mekabel tumah. Gemara now continues, Amar Din Minada, Hayman de Chaitel Glime Le'ov Le'Klum, as it meets the Dilemi Bailey, Lissig V'Lishadya. Rav Din Minada teaches us a similar halacha as Rav Meshasha, and he teaches us that even if one would have a beged of four corners, instead of only folding the corner and rounding off the corner and then tying the corner, he actually made it even more permanent. He actually sewed down the corner, so one would think that this would be more permanent, and maybe one would not be chayiv in tzitzis. However, Zokar Rav Din Minada, that it still would be chayiv in tzitzis, as if this person really never intends to open up this corner, then it would have just cut off any extra material and rounded off the corner by cutting off the material. But by the fact that he actually folded down the material and he sewed down the material, so he's megaladas, that at some point he may want to open it back up, and therefore it's still considered a four-cornered beged, and this beged is still chayiv betzitzis. The Gemara continues and quotes the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that we previously mentioned, as Rabbi Shmuel Imer, Bos and Abba mitzvahs, each of the four tzitzis are considered four separate mitzvahs, and Amar Yehuda Mishmuel, Halach Rabbi Shmuel, V'letz Hilchas Kavasei, Rabbi Yehuda stated in Mishmuel, the Halach follows Rabbi Shmuel, and of course this would be relevant to all the three nafkaminas that we previously mentioned. However, the Gemara tells us that Halacha ultimately doesn't follow Rabbi Shmuel, and we pass like the Tanakama that all four tzitzis are considered one mitzvah, and the Gemara now continues with the story, and we will see that Halacha follows the Tanakama and not Rabbi Shmuel. And as the Gemara continues, Ravina have a causal abasri to Mar Bar Vashi b'shab to the Rigla. Ravina was walking back in Mar Bar Vashi on the Shabbos before the Regel, which was the Shabbos that they would get together for a drasha, and as Rashi states, Shabbos Shadarshim Hilchas Regel k'dekayim lo, and as we learn from Sechus Pesachim, Shorim Adarshim Hilchas Pesach k'dekayim Pesach la'medyoyim. And Maisa, as they were walking, if Sakana dechute, then one of the corners and the tzitzis of Mar Bar Vashi's beged ripped off, and v'le amale v'le midi, and Ravina did not say anything to Mar Bar Vashi, and kamatul beisei amale mehasam ifsek, and once they got to Mar Bar Vashi's home, so Ravina said to Mar Bar Vashi that you should know that one of your tzitzis was ripped off your beged at a point that was in the Rishas Rabim, and amale, so Mar Bar Vashi said to Ravina that he amale mehasam shadisei, that if you would have told me while we were in Rishas Rabim, that I would have taken off the beged, to be passing like the Tanakamba, since all four tzitzis are one mitzvah, so if I'm missing one of the tzitzis, then I'm not allowed to carry the rest of the tzitzis in Rishas Rabim, and I would have had to take off my beged. And the Gemara asks for Amamar, Gadol Kol Rabbiya Shadechas Leisasei Shibatayra, that how could it be that Mar Bar Vashi would have taken off his beged if we have a klal that Gadol Kol Rabbiya is, which is Dechas Leisasei Shibatayra, and since by Mar Bar Vashi removing his beged, that would cause a major bezoyin, so certainly would not have a chiv to take off his beged. However, the Gemara explains, Tegmar Rab Bashva Kamed Rav Kana, Belav Leisasar, that the only time that we have the klal of Gadol Kol Rabbiya Shadechas Leisasei Shibatayra is only when one will be Ivan Isid Rabbanon, so then Kavod Abrius is deicher at lav and would be deicher lav leisaser. Well, certainly if Mar Bar Vashi would have continued wearing this beged, he would be oivan ised deraisa. So therefore, he would have a chiyuv to take off the beged, even if there would be a great bezoyin by an ised deraisa. We don't have the klal of gadol kol Abrius shadeiches lishevatayra. And keep in mind that the mashmois of the klal is actually mashmo like tigma rab bashva kamid rab kana, as the klal is gadol kol Abrius shadeiches loisas lishevatayra, and it's only deicher one loisas say kol Abrius is specifically only Decha, the Lav Leisasar, continue on Daf Lav Mechesim and Aleph, and the Gemara now brings another version of the story, as Ve'ikid Amri and others say, that Mehosam Omle, that immediately when Ravina saw that the corner and the tzitzis of Mar Bar Vashi's beged was ripped off in the Rishas Rabim, so he immediately told Mar Bar Vashi, one of the corners and the tzitzis of your beged was ripped off your beged. Maisa Mar Bar Vashi did not actually take off his beged, but Omle and Mar Bar Vashi said to Ravina, my Daitech Lemishte, what is the reason that you even told me that the tzitzis came off my beged? It must be because you thought I had to take off my beged, but va'amamar gadol kol Abrius shadechas leis shibatira. On the mice we have a klal that kavod Abrius is deichas leis shibatira, and therefore I didn't have a requirement to take off my beged. What the Gemara is that how could it be that Mar Bar Vashi would not take off his beged? Va'tigma rab bashva kamed rab kana, but lav leis sasser, that the only time that we have the klal of gadol kol Abrius shadechas leis shibatira is only by an istur rabbanon and not by an istur deraisa. Right now the Gemara is having it was that Mar Bar Vashi was actually in Rishas Rabim, and therefore in order to avoid being Ivan the Issa the Reis of Aitzah, he would have to take off his beged. However, the Gemara answers Hachinami Kamos Rabboni, that this story did not occur in Rishas Rabim, where there would be an Issa the Reis of Aitzah, and it occurred in a Kamlis, and therefore the only Issa was an Issa the Rabbanon, and that's why Mar Bar Vashi did not remove his beged. The klal of Gadol Kol Rabbiya Shadechas Leisa Shibatira applied in this scenario, and Ayin Rashi that the klal applies only Benegeir Lav Leisaser, and as Rashi states at the top of Amid, could go in Tiltul Isim Rabbanon, Vavonim Kuzolis, Mutal Hachsel Besakise, Mishim Kavod Abrius, Avalosis Masa de Sibhedia, whether to carry a package in Rishis Rabbim, which is written in Mefurish and Tayra, and Issa Deraisa, Lidochi Kavod Abrius, or Kavod Abrius would not be Decha and Issa Deraisa, Hadron Locha Kremitz Rabba, Hadron Locha Kremitz Rabba, Hadron Locha Kremitz Rabba, and we will stop over here.